Congressman Andre Carson is on our live line. Yesterday, the House Minority Leader in the U.S. Congress, Nancy Pelosi, named him and probably some others to the House Select Committee on Intelligence. This is a very serious committee of the United States Congress, and Congressman Carson joins me live. Welcome.
Dr. Brown, as always, an honor. Sorry we had to cut Brother William off. He raised some critically important points, so it was good hearing from him. But it's certainly an honor. I thank Leader Pelosi for her vote of confidence, and we hope to unearth some truths and hold some folks accountable, but also keep our country safe.
This is a critical committee of the Congress, and I know there's a committee both on the House side and the Senate side. What's the job of the members of this committee?
Well, the job is to effectively oversee the coordination of intelligence between the various intelligence agencies, from the CIA, the FBI, the DIA, and the dozens of intelligence agencies, that make sure that proper communication is taking place. One of the things that was stark and that was clear to me when I worked at the Intelligence Fusion Center was that agencies aren't sharing information. And in a time of heightened terrorist attacks, we know that the government is fighting a very delicate balance between protecting its citizenry while not encroaching upon our civil liberty. With the recent Snowden revelations, we have seen that the United States is not unlike any other government, where it can overstep her bounds in terms of invading on citizens' privacy. But at the same time, there is critical information that governments get, that intelligence agencies get, that law enforcement gets, that has been critical in thwarting terrorist activities. Much of this stuff you'll never hear about in the news.
I think I just heard this morning that federal authorities arrested somebody who was threatening the Capitol or threatening some federal installation, claiming that he might be one of them ISIS people. Obviously, in order to do that, that's intelligence.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a lot of this intelligence, Dr. Brown, as you know, comes from hardworking Americans who happen to be Muslim, who happen to be Sikh, Catholic, Christian, happen to be Jewish. They are just Americans of goodwill who want to see their community safer, and the importance of this community is to provide greater oversight so the government isn't overstepping her bounds, but to also make sure that we're keeping our country safe and that we're coordinated in a way that works for the global community as well as our country.
Has there ever been African Americans as members of the House Intelligence Committee?
Yes, you have. You've had former mayor of Cleveland, former member of Congress, the great Louis Stokes. You had former federal judge, now a member of Congress, Alcee Hastings, who has served in the past. Terry Sewell from Alabama, first African-American woman, and you have me. So very, very few have served on the committee, which is critically important. I think given the African-American community's presence in this country, given our battle for civil rights, and given our battle under J. Edgar Hoover's counterintelligence program, it is important to have varied voices that reflect the electorate, that reflect all that is great about America. But I think different voices and different opinions and different backgrounds help to bring a more holistic approach to solving some of our complex policing issues in this country.
Congressman Carson, when they say this is a select committee, does that mean there's an equal number of Democrats and Republicans?
Yes, and well, you know, because our numbers have varied, this is true, but the Speaker of the House makes the appointments personally, as does the Minority Leader, which is Leader Pelosi. And so it isn't something that's voted into by the Steering and Policy Committee, where you have, you know, dozens of members of Congress who sit on that committee, which I sit on as well, voting their colleagues on the committee. This is a personal choice made by the heads of each party.
Who's the chair?
Well, the chair right now, actually, you know, what's funny is about that, we have a very new chair. His name is Devin Nunes, He's from California. I had a chance to spend some time with him in Kuwait and Iraq years ago. And so he's the new chair, so we're excited about that. Peter King also sits on the committee as well.
Oh, Lord. So the chair is a Latino Republican. Did I hear that correctly?
Sure, or Spanish Republican. You'd have to ask him. I'll keep it there.
See, I didn't know that Speaker Boehner had that diversity in it.
Yeah, well, I don't. I can't speak for Chairman Nunes, but he certainly highlights his family's immigration from Spain.
Okay.
as opposed
well,
to
that's
that.
That's Hispanic kind of sorta. Now, also, I guess Tuesday night is the big State of the Union speech. President is expected to talk about the community college thing, talking about the internet, talking about internet safety, and other stuff. And I heard that members of Congress get to invite special guests. Your colleague Susan Brooks is inviting the police chief Rick Hite to the speech. Who are you inviting?
Well, there are several vets who are trying to coordinate their schedules to get that one ticket. We're looking at a few vets who we want to honor because we know that the president's going to touch on veterans issues, and he's going to touch on, of course, the education proposal with community colleges. So we're coordinating the schedules right now, but we're looking at one of our vets.
All right, so Representative Brooks as the police chief, you got someone that wore the uniform of our country.
Absolutely.
This a time-intensive committee, and because of your faith, are people really going to examine you behind a real big magnifying glass?
Well, I think, as you know, Amos, that has already happened, and it's an ongoing thing. There are certainly people on the far, far right who have their opinions, but I think the greater sense from most Americans, and particularly the global community, is that there are many terrorist efforts that have been thwarted each and every day in this country that you'll never hear about, and significantly so, it is because of the contributions from Muslim Americans who want to keep our country safe. And I think this appointment hopefully reflects that sense that we cannot win the war against global terrorism without the contributions from the Muslim community, the Sikh community, the Hindu community, the Christian community, the Jewish community, the non-theist community.
Congressman Carson, well, just walking by where I am is Speaker Brian Bosman of the other house here.
Yes.
You know, the smaller house here in Indiana. Talking with Congressman Carson, who just got on the House Intelligence Committee, and I know you send your congratulations.
Absolutely, Andre. Good to hear from you, and hope all is well.
I got to ask you, Mr. Speaker, first of all, thanks for the courtesy of your staff for being here. How difficult is this whole? I know education is your number one priority. I think it's the priority of everybody in this legislature this year. How difficult is this funding going to be?
Well, it's always a challenge to adequately fund education. We pledged that we're going to appropriate larger increases than happened in the last biennium. And that'll be more than the governor's asked for as well. And then we're going to work on the distribution of those funds by fixing the funding formula. So very delicate balance, but the disparity in some schools is as much as $4,000 per student for every student from the high to the low. So it's going to take some work, but we have 4 months to do it.
We welcome the opportunity as you get into that process to have you on the program to help educate the community where you guys are going.
Absolutely. Be thrilled to do that, Amos, as always.
Thank you, Speaker Bosma. You know about speakers, Congressman. You always got to show your respect.
That's right. You better.
All right. So we got State of the Union Tuesday. You're on the House Intelligence Committee, which means if I hear from the bad guys, I call you first. Is that it?
You can certainly do that. You can also call the agent in charge, and we'll work together to track them down.
All right, Congressman Andre Carson, always good to talk to you. I appreciate it. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is the afternoon's name.